say a few brief remarks about Prophet Malachi. Prophet Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 14, verse 16. Then they that feared Jehovah spoke often one to another, and Jehovah observed it and heard. The book of remembrance was written before him. And them that feared Jehovah and that thought upon his name, and they shall be unto me a peculiar treasure, saith Jehovah of hosts, in the day that I prepare, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth them. Now in Romans 8 again. Verses on from where we read previously. Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who against us? He who, yea, has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us all things? There is, I believe, a correspondence between Malachi and Hosea. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. Hosea is the last church in the New. And the same attitudes and being self-satisfied and congratulating themselves on their wealth is apparent in both. But God is going to deal with that. But in the meantime, there's those that fear Jehovah. A little group, doesn't say there are very many of them, but the Lord observed it and heard the book of remembrance was written before him that feared, for them that feared Jehovah and that thought upon his name. And it was to people like this that the Lord Jesus was manifested when he came into this world. As Luke tells us, a peculiar treasure, says Jehovah of hosts, in the day that I prepare. And he says, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Now let's turn to Romans. Paul has finished his fitting out of doctrine in the Epistle to the Romans. He's going to speak about the ways of God in relation to Israel, but he's coming to the end of the main part of his epistle, and Paul has given us this lovely verse we've spoken of before about all things working together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose, the ones who are to be conformed to the, predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. And so now Paul says, what should we say to these things? We can't ignore them. They're far too great. Let us enjoy them. If God be for us, who against us, he says. Paul was writing, I believe, prophetically here, because it wasn't very many years after this epistle was written that persecution, severe persecution under the Emperor Nero, broke out among in Rome against the Christians. And Paul is warning a little further on. He quotes the scripture, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We have been reckoned as sheep for slaughter. But in all these things we more than conquer through him that has loved us. But first of all, he wants to occupy us with Christ. So he says, if God be for us, who against us? He who, yea, has not spared his own son. I think Paul must have been familiar with the passage in Malachi, a man sparing his own son that serves him. But when it came to God's own son, God does not spare him. And Paul says, he who, yeah, yes, he puts that yes in, yeah, as though to emphasize it, that whereas the prophet has spoken about a man sparing his own son who serves him, God did not do that. He didn't spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. A wonderful expression that is, isn't it?
Yes.
Not what man did. Peter uses the same sort of expression in his address in Acts 2. Him delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by the hands of wicked men have crucified and slain. With what God did, what man did. But here it's only what God did. He delivered him up for us all.
Yes.
You need to think about these things. Isn't there a tremendous amount in this verse, you know?
Amen.
You could have a 3-day meeting on this verse. So actually, it always astonishes me how much Paul can get into a few words.
Yes.
But he has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not also with him? How shall he not also with him? Everything in Christ.
Amen.
With him. We have nothing outside of him. Grant us all things.
Yes.
All things. Interesting, it's the same expression that's used in verse 28. All things work together for good to those who love God. I believe, I don't know Greek, but I understand somebody does, that it's the all things. And it's the whole, as it were. He's God has granted us. How shall he not also with him grant us all things? Persecution was coming. Suffering was coming. But the Romans will be, Roman believers will be fortified,
yes,
in the thought that God has granted them all things in Christ.
Amen.
The one whom God did not spare.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to suggest we sing 260. I'm not sure if we all know the tune, which isn't an easy one.
The hymn reads, "In all things more than conquerors, through him that loved us. We know that neither death nor life, nor angels, rulers, powers, nor present things, nor things to come, nor even height, nor depth, nor any other creature thing, above, below, around, can part us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord." A hymn written by Mr. Reeford in the 19th century.
God, our Father, we do thank thee that our Saviour freely give us all things because of what he's done on that cross. And every believer can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
What wonderful provision. We feel humble and realize that often we're not sufficiently ready, like Caleb, to go in and take possession.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there, all given through the power of our Saviour. Oh God, our Father, help us to go out with dignity to those around us and see that the fields are ripe to harvest, there are souls to be won. We pray as people in these days ahead start thinking of the birth of our Saviour. That we will be able to be just signposts and point the way.
Amen.
We thank thee for our time, our fellowship together now. We read of how early believers spake off one with another. We thank thee that we can talk about our Saviour.
Amen.
We bless thee, thank thee for all thy love. We being reminded that when all things work together for good, that doesn't have to mean material blessings. Most of all, it's our spiritual good. And so we ask that we'll keep focused and, like Paul, keep our eye on the end in view. We look forward to that time, because it won't be long now. And we'll all be with our Saviour in glory.
Amen.
And we thank thee in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.